This is Ozarks at Large. It's Tuesday, December 11th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The Alma Performing Arts Center will present Miracle on 34th Street this Saturday at 8 p.m. This nationally touring musical offers family humor, spectacle, and the message that Santa Claus is no myth. Tickets and more information are available at almapac.org or 632-2129.
And support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and its Winter Wonderland tours of the museum's 1895 Hawkins House through December 31st. These tours explore how ancestors survived winter's weather and used it as an inspiration in decorating their homes for the holidays. Located on South 2nd Street in downtown Rogers, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, an update on immigration reform, an update on the grassroots documentary project called Directing Democracy, and our tech ambassador is back with a list of new apps for your smartphone and tablet.
First, Arkansas 2nd District Congressman Tim Griffin says he holds on to hope that a deal can be reached to avoid the fiscal cliff. With only 3 weeks to reach an agreement to avoid the fiscal cliff, President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner continue negotiations. Sunday, they met face-to-face for the first time to discuss the matter. Congressman Griffin says he remains optimistic.
I'm optimistic that we will get some kind of agreement. A lot of this back and forth is what happens normally in negotiations, whatever the issue is. So I'm always an optimist. I'm always one who believes that we can reach an agreement. And so we'll see what happens.
If an agreement cannot be reached, automatic tax hikes and spending cuts do go into effect on January 1st.
A pilot program in Fayetteville in which glass bottles are recycled from 8 bars on Dixon Street may be expanding in the new year. That's according to the city's waste reduction coordinator, Brian Pugh. He says in 2013, the city will try to include all of Dixon Street in the glass recycling program. But expanding that program will involve some additional costs.
We had to have some better containers on our end that we could offer to the businesses. And then also we were working on trying to do some promotional pieces to it, so like posters and table tents and coasters and things that we could work with these restaurants and bars to give them these items, and then the patrons of these places would know that there's a recycling program in place for glass recycling, and it could become an education piece that would help us.
But aside from additional costs, Pugh says expanding the recycling program will require the city to continue to work closely with the businesses involved.
We don't have really any contamination issues. We've done a good job of making sure that the restaurants and bars that are participating, they have a key to the dumpsters and they're locked, and so there's not any contamination. But we are fighting a little bit of the bag situation. We don't want any bags in the glass. So just working with these places to help them with their collection in-house, and when they carry that out to the container, to make sure that it's only glass being put in there, not bags, because those are contaminant to the system that we moved the glass through up into Kansas City.
The glass collected in the program is taken to Ripple Glass Company, which converts the recycled bottles into Owens Corning insulation and into new beer bottles for the Boulevard Brewing Company.
Arkansas's energy opportunities will be the topic of a workshop tonight at Jones Center for Families in Springdale. The Energy Jobs for Arkansas event is hosted by the Applied Sustainability Center at Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Michelle Halsell is the managing director of the center. She says the workshop will focus on the areas of renewable energy, energy efficiency, and alternative fuels.
Arkansas has opportunities in all three areas. We have resources in the renewable energy sector and in the alternative fuel sector that we are not currently capitalizing on to the fullest extent possible. So the idea is to really explore what is Arkansas's potential in these areas relative to other states around the nation, and what would it take in order to create jobs in these different areas and enjoy the other economic and environmental benefits that these particular technologies offer.
Also says, aside from creating jobs in the state's energy sector, taking advantage of energy opportunities in the state could enhance Arkansas's energy security, meeting more of the state's long-term energy needs, but that's not all.
Diversifying our energy portfolio also has the added benefit of helping to keep energy prices stable for the long term. Energy efficiency and renewable energy also help to insulate our economy from price spikes in other energy sources. And, of course, it can help to attract new investment to our state as well. So energy efficiency and renewable energy is just a smart strategy for the state of Arkansas, and one that we hope we'll see increasing emphasis on in 2013 and beyond.
The Energy Jobs for Arkansas event takes place from 6 until 7:30 tonight at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale. The event is the first of four to be held across the state in the next month. The next one, January 8th, at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro.
The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has passed a sizable milestone. The more than three-year-old state lottery has funded more than $300 million in scholarships since lottery sales began in late September of 2009. According to thecitywire.com, that amounts to more than 90,000 scholarships to Arkansas high school students. The milestone announced yesterday comes as the lottery faces a trend of declining collections that has occurred during the first few months of the fiscal year in Arkansas. Some project if no changes are made to the scholarship award amounts, the lottery program could potentially face a $7 million decline in revenue for the fiscal year.
The Fayetteville Public Library has received a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The $2,500 grant will help fund a film series for the 2013 Adult Summer Reading Program. The series is called America's Music, a film history of our popular music from blues to bluegrass to Broadway. The series will feature six viewing and discussion sessions with a different film screened in each of those sessions. Each film will be followed by a discussion led by Dr. Robert Cochran, chair of the University of Arkansas American Studies Program and director of the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies. The Fayetteville Public Library is one of about 50 sites across the nation that will offer the America's Music Program. That list also includes Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville.
In other grant news, the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission has awarded more than $9,800 in grants to six projects to help commemorate the war across the state. One of those recipients was the Community Clearinghouse of Fort Smith, which received $2,000 for the Fort Smith Heritage Festival. According to the Community Clearinghouse website, the 2013 Heritage Festival is the fifth such annual event in the city. The all-day event is set for April 6th and is free to the public.
Arkansas Senators John Bozeman and Mark Pryor are continuing their push to keep the flying mission intact for the 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith. Last week, the senators joined a bipartisan group of senators urging the Senate and House Armed Services Committee to support provisions in the Defense Authorization Bill that would keep the A-10 Warthogs on the tarmac in Fort Smith. Arkansas Senate delegation joined 30 other senators and nearly 40 representatives in signing the bipartisan letter to the chairs of the Senate and House Armed Forces Committee. In the letter, the members of Congress asked the committees to continue the freeze on changing the structure of Air Force manpower through the end of fiscal year 2013 until a third-party independent review of the Air Force's budget can be conducted.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low of 19 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 22 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect clear skies with highs in the low 50s. And tomorrow night, expect clear conditions with lows in the upper 20s and a wind chill of 21 in northwest Arkansas.